This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio with you tonight, I'm Ian.
Brian.
And Mark. We're talking about transhumanism. And I think there's a few different opinions here on the air about this so far, but still, kind of defining it. There's a story over at theconversation.com that, well, actually got our conversation started here about transhumanism and what it is. And they say the central premise of transhumanism is that biological evolution will eventually be overtaken by advances in genetic, wearable, and implantable technologies that artificially expedite the evolutionary process, basically upgrading your body with technology to where the technology can continue to upgrade your body, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the sort of rudimentary aspects of this, wearing lenses on in front of your eyes is, to some extent, transhumanism. You're hacking your biology by putting these lenses in front of your face.
How about a pacemaker?
Pacemaker would be a better, even better example. You're making, a muscle that's not working quite right work right.
Before we went away to the news there, Brian, you had brought up nootropics. The series of stimulant-like drugs that some people swear by, believe that they...
There's some anti-narcolepsy drugs in there, too, that aren't exactly pharmacologically stimulants.
So you were getting into that, and I forget exactly where you were going with the discussion, sort of right at the end of the segment.
Yeah,
you
I
did some studying.
What?
You did studying, I think you were saying.
Yeah, and it's like, I think I was just saying basically... Well, you asked what I thought about people doing these things, and I was like, You can basically, I don't have any problem with people doing with their bodies, whatever they want, but I think if you take a step way back, the nootropics are not that impressive. They're basically just caffeine and a stay-awake drug,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the excitement that I see about, oh, we've got these new designer brains, is whatever, it's just green tea or coffee or whatever. This is not that impressive at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so, if you're going to do this at the individual level, it's like, well, what does the longevity research say? And they're like, Western healthcare has some improvements in longevity, but the people around the world who live the longest are people like the Okinawans and the Seventh-day Adventists and stuff. They're not people who are trying to turn themselves into Spider-Man.
People that eat a large amount of non-starch-oriented vegetation.
Yeah, yeah, that's the Blue Zones research that guy Dan Buettner at National Geographic did, and he found these longevity hotspots around the world. And so I think it's like, oh, well, if we just find these cultures that are doing that, and I think there's a lot of wisdom there, and basically I just think there's more juice there than there is in the kind of Spider-Man or Borg or whatever.
But the idea of eating more salads is not very sexy. That's rough. I'll just give up this hamburger for lunch and have a salad. It's hard to sell that.
Yeah, I think those cultures do the best job, so it's not like a punitive kind of raw foods, hellscape. It's like, it's not that bad to be in Sardinia or some of the, Caria, Greece or some of the other places where these things are.
So do you want to persuade people to not do that? Because as you were saying, you believe that people should be free to make these decisions for their own bodies. But do you want to persuade them to not? What's the benefit to them to not try these things? I mean, if they're into it.
I knew a psychology researcher named Seth Roberts who was really big in the self-experimentation circle. And he, along with kind of Tim Ferriss and that crowd, was really into that. And he was pushing it. And he started eating an entire stick of butter a day.
Whoa.
This is what's that coffee they call
The bulletproof Dave Asprey guy.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
right. And so he was pushing that really. He was like, oh, this is he set up a timing program and he's like, oh, this is making me milliseconds better at multiplication problems, and he published a lot about that on his
blog.
Or he's
just gotten better at doing multiplication.
Correlation is not causation.
Well, no. He was a sophisticated experimental designer, so he was going on and off butter and seeing if that affected it. And I trusted his experimental design that it was making it go a little faster. But then, even though he wasn't that old, he's had this like sudden cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow.
I don't know exactly what it was. You could find out on his blog, but it might have been an embolism or something. But
the Adkins diet guy died of heart attack, too.
Well, didn't he crack his head open after a heart attack?
Well,
yeah.
He had a heart attack. Yeah. He fell down and cracked his head open.
Right.
But if he hadn't had the heart attack, he wouldn't be dead.
Correct.
Yeah, and so if somebody was like, I would like to live a long time, what do you think I should do? I wouldn't be like, I don't know, drink lots of butter and put microchips in your brain. I would be like, do what the Okinawans do. Maybe science will figure something out. Maybe it won't. But the ecosystem one is a special case because people can do whatever they want with their bodies and they can kill themselves. But it's not just your liberty if you mess up the ecosystem. And so with that bees thing, you were like, well, what's the problem if we have bees doing the pollinating?
The idea was, for listeners just tuning in, Walmart filed a patent on some kind of a drone bee. And I suggested that, well, you know, this may just be, hey, we need these things to replace the bees that are becoming extinct, ostensibly.
Yeah, and so I think this is a really good example because there's a mycologist, a guy who studies the fungal kingdom and mushrooms named Paul Stamets, who did a bunch of research saying if we just get kind of healthy mushroom decaying matter, mycelia it's called, around the bees, that really serves to stimulate their immune systems and can bring the bees back. And so we have these two options, these kind of what I would take to be competing worldviews. Mm. They're like, oh, we can kind of restore the natural ecosystem so that it returns to a state of harmony or replace it. The reason why I was talking to Mark about this is like, to me, this ties very much to things that somebody like Hayek or somebody would talk to. And so it's like, should we have human beings as this one species, this one point in a node of many species, defining this command system that controls everything? Or should we have this kind of distributed system in balance where the different agents are acting freely? And I think if you talk to most libertarians, that question between different people is settled. That's what it kind of means to be a libertarian.
Yep.
But then why you wouldn't extend that to other species is a different question. I'm not saying you can't have a pig and kill it. I don't really care.
One of them is centralized, meaning that the different species are acting on their own volition. The other one is where the humans are centralizing control over the rest of the
planet. We're that kind of species, though, right? Like, we tend to find an ecosystem and dominate it. I bought a piece of property here in a town adjacent to Keene, New Hampshire, and I wiped out some trees, put in a basement, I put in a house, and now any critter that comes in there inside that house that I have claimed as my property, my domain, any critter that comes in there is subject to my arbitrary death penalty.
Sure.
If it's a ladybug or a spider, I'm going to do my best to get him out. If it's a housefly, you're dead, right? Mice, sorry. That's what I got a cat for.
And I'm not making some type of like aggressive anarcho-primitivist argument. I'm just saying, given what we know about ecology...
Those people don't use telephones to call in, sadly.
I read an article one time about John Zerzan, one of the main anarcho-primitivists, and he was just kind of hanging out at his mom's house watching The Simpsons. That was my memory of what he was up to.
Well, you know, it's a good show.
But yeah, so it's basically the same idea as you would say to have some type of free economy versus a command economy.
Sure.
I would like to have a free ecosystem rather than a command ecosystem. And that means that there's some scale that human beings can reach and past which we need to be good partners in some good measure of integration with the broader community.
So my wife and I kind of disagree on organics, organic foods and that sort of thing. She buys into a lot of this voodoo that surrounds it. I'm just of the opinion that, look, I understand that the mass market food production system, specifically the one that produces starches, corn, soybean, these sorts of things, they just spray fertilizers and herbicides on the crops, and then, you know, the rain comes. Eventually it washes into lakes and, rivers and streams, which empty into mainly the Mississippi here in the United States. And then it, you know, heads on down the Mississippi, and then there's this dead zone somewhere around the Delta, the Mississippi Delta in New Orleans, that basically no life lives there because the fertilizers have sucked all the oxygen out of the air, and the pesticides or the herbicides go to work and kill stuff too, and it's just a mess. And that's a responsibility that one takes when one buys a Twinkie or something like that. It's aggression on the environment. That's why I like organics, but you know they're not a perfect solution either.
We got more coming up here. You can join the discussion if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-453. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there on the site. You can also enjoy Freedom's Phoenix over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has that. And they've also got their daily dispatch, which is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about transhumanism, and there's a piece over at theconversation.com. It's Ian, Brian, and Mark in the studio here tonight talking about transhumanism. The actual title of the story is Transhumanism: Advances in Technology Could Already Put Evolution into Hyperdrive, But Should They? And let me go on here with a little bit more from the piece. They say here, to date, areas to improve on include natural aging, including for diehards, the cessation of involuntary death, as well as...
So notice they don't say immortality. They say the cessation of involuntary death.
That's the terms you were looking for earlier?
Not really, but no. They're working their way around it. So this doesn't mean that if you drop a piano on somebody's head, they die. Mm-hmm. Because think about a lobster. My understanding of lobsters as they exist today, look, I could be completely wrong. This is my understanding. But let's take this imaginary beast, this lobster, that doesn't actually die from old age.
Really?
That's what my understanding is, yes.
What does that mean?
It doesn't die of old age. What could that mean?
It's dying because of natural predators?
Yeah. Well, they don't have the same kind of cells break down and telemeres break down and stuff like that.
It's always the telemeres. I don't know. I mean, a lobster just grows bigger and bigger until something decides that it wants to eat it, or it falls in a crack and gets stuck and starves to death, or whatever happens to it, it happens. Huh. Now, humans are eating them, so they don't get that big, but... Every once in a while, you'll find a really big lobster for sale, and as I understand, they're kind of tough, and the best thing to do is get them at about 2 inches, or 2 pounds, something like that. I don't know. I'm not a lobster specialist. Anyway, they don't die of old age, but they do die of other things. So, death wouldn't be eliminated, it would just be not be old age, which in the United States, it's the vast majority of people die of... You know, natural causes, old age, these kind of things. Cancer, heart disease, those are old age.
I see. So they can improve on natural aging as well as physical, intellectual, and psychological capacities. Some distinguished scientists, such as Hans Moravec and Raymond Kurzweil, even advocate for a post-human condition, the end of humanity's reliance on our congenital bodies by transforming, quote, our frail version 1.0 human bodies into their far more durable and capable version 2.0 counterparts.
And I think that Brian's rebuttal to this is, let me know when they can predict the folding of a protein, was pretty adroit. Can you describe what the folding of a protein might be like?
Yeah, so if you have a sequence of amino acids, it's going to fold up into a certain shape, and it's not something they can compute. It would take, like, all the computing power in the universe, tens of thousands of years, to do it. And so this idea that everything is going to be predictable and central and commandable. I mean, again, it always strikes me almost as odd that a libertarian would read a sentence like that last one and not immediately be, like, reminded of Mao's Great Leap Forward. It's like, the flesh is over. Just like, culture's over. It's just like, to me,
sure
it just has so much.
Has read the little red book. I haven't.
Yeah, but to me it just has so much the same flavor of that, like, we're going to take control of everything, and once we take control of everything...
It'll be great. We're going to kill off
great.
The intellectuals, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, and it's, again, I'm not saying people can't pierce their ears or get tattoos or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm not a lunatic, but I'm just saying that general...
You are on the wrong show, then.
Yeah, that general tenor of we're going to take over, and then everything's going to be great. I'm like, where have I seen that before in history, and how did it go?
Yeah, I mean, certainly humans make mistakes, and when it comes to your life, then that could be...
Yeah, people can make mistakes in their own life, but that's why we want it to be decentralized. That's why it's surprising to me, too, like if a libertarian sees something like, we're going to have, Walmart's going to run robot bees, as opposed to we could just be non-aggressive you know, denizens of an ecosystem that for some reason had pollinators for over a billion years. So, like, why can't we just be non-aggressive members of that rather than having this kind of centralized command and control response to the question? It's just it's an odd thing to me. And again, I'm happy that there's agriculture and things. I don't want to be an absolutist about this.
You're not a Luddite. You do technology.
Yeah, I work in tech.
Yeah, I don't want to, I guess I try to think of big corporations. I just try to insert the term government every time I think of, like, large corporations. But I must say, I allow organizations like Google access to, and Facebook access to far too much of my life. I would, like, for instance, if the headline was, the government is going to build robot bees to do pollination instead of Walmart, you better believe I'd be all over it, right? Mm-hmm. The government is going to run a social media platform to which you give basically all of the information about your life in little tiny tidbits so that they can collect it.
Like those civic scores in China they're talking about.
Well, with Bitcoin, the government is going to run a platform that tracks all of your transactions, you know, or Google. The government is going to run your email box and all your private communications and public communications and all this stuff. I would never, you know, go for that, but for some reason I do go for it when you're talking about these big companies. I think of Google as, well, not as evil as the government.
Yeah, for me there's this, you know, there's this one step up from either government or corporations is just humans.
Yeah.
So when I hear humans are going to run pollination, I'm like, why? We're not pollinators. That's insane. You know, like, we would just live and let live.
The pushback against unchecked optimism like this is emphatic, says the author here at theconversation.com. Some find the rhetoric distasteful in its assumptions about the desire for a prosthetic future, and potential ethical problems in particular are raised. Tattoos, piercings, and cosmetic surgery remain a matter of individual choice, and amputations are a matter of medical necessity. But if augmented sensory capacity, for instance, were to become normative in a particular field, so, like, you can hear better or, you know, see better because of these changes, these, you know, technological modifications.
I hear you can take a pill and get a bigger one on some websites.
If they were to become normative in a particular field, it might, they use the term, coerce others to make similar changes in their bodies in order to compete. So somebody who perhaps might have been against the idea of augmenting themselves may feel pushed to do it because, well, other people in competition with them are doing it.
There's the International Bodybuilding Federation, and then there's the Natural Bodybuilding League or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that says to me that the International Bodybuilding Federation is not the natural building bodybuilding organization, and that somehow those people are doing something. Maybe they're going to Mexico and getting steroids. Maybe they're I have no idea what they're doing.
I guess but
is it natural by the natural bodybuilders?
This guy that wrote the article expects through a series of imperceptible small steps the NFL is going to turn into a monster truck rally.
What number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. He says, as Isaiah Berlin once put it, quote, freedom for the wolves has often meant death to the sheep.
Oh, I love that.
We'll share more with you here. You can share your thoughts on transhumanism and augmenting your body with technology. Where does it go from there? This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in Backyard Self-Reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want right here. Toll free number 855-453. We're talking about transhumanism. And if you're new to the topic, well, I don't know if you've got a lot to say, but you can always bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you in the studio here tonight. I'm Ian.
Brian.
And Mark.
Brian's new to the show. And he's doing great so far. He's anti-transhumanism. And Mark, you seem to be pro-transhumanism, given that you're cutting your head off and freezing it.
Not at the moment.
Die. Right, you're not doing. You're not sawing it away at it. You're hiring someone to do it after you pass away.
After my death, my head will be lopped off and put in a stock pot with Alcor.org.
And I'm kind of just interested in watching this develop. I mean, I'm not against it necessarily, but I can definitely understand where Brian's coming from with serious skepticism about.
When I come back, I'll light a candle for you. And
humans' ability to, you know, do all of this stuff that they're trying to do. Forkfest.party is where you can go to check out Forkfest. It is just a website. Nobody's in charge of this libertarian camping festival, where you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 14th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And you can have conversations like this with a lot of those people. A lot of them are interested in transhumanism. Forkfest is a decentralized festival, meaning there's nobody in charge. There's no fee to, you know, buy a ticket. There are no tickets. There's just the dates and the location. And then whatever you want to create there for other people to experience, that is completely up to you. Or maybe you just want to kick back and enjoy a few days on a campground with other libertarians. It is completely up to you what happens at Forkfest, because nobody's in charge, which means, well, everybody's in charge of themselves. Forkfest.party. The only thing you do have to, organize or whatever is to get your campsite from Rogers Campground. And yes, the campground does have some rules, but beyond that, it is up to you what experience is created during ForkFest. Again, it's June 14th through the 18th. The website will link you over to a forum where you can discuss some of the things that other people have planned, or if you're planning something, you can announce it. There's also some chat rooms like on Telegram and Discord that you can link to over from ForkFest.party. As we continue here, there's a piece in theconversation.com about transhumanism questioning whether or not people should move forward with this idea. Say, in order to really get to grips with the meaning of all this, the author writes, though, an example is needed, he says. Take the hypothetical argumentation of human hearing, something I'm researching within a broader project on sound and materialism. Within discussions of transhumanism, ears are not typically among the sense organs that are figured for enhancement. But human hearing is already being augmented. Algorithms for transposing auditory frequencies already exist, common to most speech processors and cochlear implants and hearing aids, for instance. Research.
Yeah, many of those, some of these hearing aids, like, you know, they're wired into your brain. They got a little thing that attaches to your head. If you've seen Rush Limbaugh's cochlear implants.
That's one of he's got one of the expensive ones.
Huh? Yeah, you can believe they're the best.
Research into the regeneration of cilia hairs in the cochlear duct is also ongoing. Following this logic, augmented unimpaired hearing need be no different in principle to correcting impaired hearing. What next? Acoustic sound vibrations sit alongside the vast inaudible electromagnetic spectrum, and various animals access different portions of this acoustic space, portions to which we as humans have no access, meaning that you can't hear past a certain frequency range.
You may not want to.
Indeed.
What kind of information am I really going to receive by being able to figure out, the bats are screeching again?
Right. Well,
I don't need that information.
Well, who knows? But ultimately...
Not today. You don't want it.
There's the stories about the teenagers who can hear a certain range, but the adults can't, and so they come up with, like, teenager repellent, where they put a sound-generating device that, you know, creates a sound that only young people can hear, but older people can't hear it, just to bug the young people, like, to keep them out of the mall or something like that, you know, whatever it is you don't want teenagers.
I have never heard this.
You never heard about that?
No.
Yeah, because your hearing range rolls off over time.
I can assure you that is the case.
So it might go from 20,000 hertz on the high end down to 18,000 or something like that. So you'd be missing out on the very high-pitched frequency stuff. So, which is why, you know, Jazzy the Studio Beast probably doesn't like the vacuum cleaner because it makes a high-end whining noise that we can begin to hear, but I suspect exists much higher up than we can hear.
Yeah, she's not scared of it. She doesn't like it.
She just doesn't want to be around it.
Yeah.
It's just not pleasant. But going on here, she says, so the author says, can this change? If it does, this may well alter the identity of sound itself. Speculations as to whether what is visible as light might under other circumstances be perceivable as sound have arisen in various points over the past two centuries. This raises heady questions about the very definition of sound. Must it be perceived by a human ear to constitute sound? By a sentient animal? Can a machine hear sufficiently to define sound beyond the human auditory range? And what about aesthetics? Aesthetics itself, as the human study of the beautiful, may no longer even be applicable. The technologies for broaching such questions are arguably already at hand. Examples of auditory sense augmentation, broadly conceived, include Norbert Wiener's so-called hearing glove, which stimulated the finger of a deaf person with electromagnetic vibrations. An implanted color sensor that, for its colorblind recipient, Neil Harbison, converts the color spectrum into sounds, including ultraviolet and infrared signals, and a cochlear implant that streams sounds wirelessly from Apple's mass-market devices directly into the auditory nerve of its recipient.
Yeah, I've heard of this. I mean, that's basically what they have to do, is if your cilia isn't in your ear anymore, you can't hear.
The discussion is not entirely hypothetical, in other words, so what does all this mean? There's the famous scene in the film The Matrix in which Morpheus asks Neo whether he wants to take the blue pill or the red pill. One returns him unawares to his life of total physical and mental enslavement within the simulation program of The Matrix. The other gives him access to the real world with all its brutal challenges. But after experiencing this, he can never go back to life within The Matrix and must survive outside of it. Advocates of transhumanism face a similar choice today. One option is to take advantage of the advances in nanotechnologies, genetic engineering, and other medical sciences to enhance the biological and mental functioning of human beings and never to go back. The other is to legislate to prevent these artificial changes from becoming an entrenched part of humanity, with all the implied coercive biomedicine that would entail for the species. Of course, the reality of the debate is more complex. Holding our skepticism in abeyance, it still supersedes individual choice. Hence, the question of agency remains. Who should have the right to decide? And so from what I understand so far, Brian, you know, you're pretty libertarian on this issue. I mean, I don't know you.
This is the first
night we've met.
Sure.
That you would not oppose an individual's ability to augment themselves, but you would argue firmly against it.
Well, no, I think it'd be a case-by-case basis. I know people with hearing aids, and those are fine, but it seems like there's going to be...
Where do you draw the line, then? I mean, if hearing aids are fine, pacemakers are fine, you know, what about fixing somebody's vision with LASIK eye surgery or, you know, whatever other things?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would have to take them on a case-by-case basis and think about the risks. I don't think you're going to be able to have an answer to that kind of that's fixed, that's true for the next 100 or 200 years.
So you're flexible on the topic.
I am flexible. I just know, stepping way back, when I think about, like, there's this optimism from centrally that has led to a mythology that centrally controlled healthcare is the way that I'm going to be healthy. I see that, like, really strongly in my parents, rather than things I can do that have been around for thousands of years are going to make me healthy. And I think it's about what your core story is about what's going to promote health and well-being. And then is your core story, I need to eat, you know, healthy foods grown as part of healthy, intact ecosystems, be around other caring people, you know, and get good sleep? Or is your core story, I need a series of, like, pills and cochlear implants and things like that? And I think it's actually been pretty damaging to how we construe health as a culture that our core story is that. It's like, what's the basis and what's the icing? And so it's like, you know, glasses and pacemakers and things are the icing. And the basis of it is these ecologically grounded things that are what make mammals and humans and primates healthy. I think that's what I would say.
One thing I've also sort of gotten from conversations with you is that you find these people, these transhumanists, to be rather optimistic. So, I mean, there's some really great evidence of artists trying to depict what life would be at the turn of the century, the next century, back in, you know, the 1900, trying to predict what the year 2000 was going to be like. And, you know, they got some things right, and they got some things laughably wrong.
For sure.
You know, the outfits were pretty, I mean, you can just watch movies and shows, you know, and what they expected us to be wearing. And we're not wearing that stuff.
The toll-free number tonight, you can join us, 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. At Skype username LRN.FM, and you can also get interactive online in a variety of different ways. We've already mentioned our Discord chat room, discord.lrn.fm. There's also another chat, not as busy, but there are some people in there from time to time. That's the Twitch chat room over at twitch.lrn.fm, which is where you can actually watch the show in HD quality, streamed live when we're live, which is 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you are a follower on Twitch and you've got notifications turned on, which you can set for either email or if you've got the app on your phone, it'll just pop one up in your notification bar to let you know when Free Talk Live is live, which is a handy little thing to have. And again, you can watch it there for free and chat it in the Twitch chat room at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can comment a little further on transhumanism and how it might relate to virtual reality. And I know Brian has a few more thoughts he wanted to get out there. But first, let's talk to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that we had a survey, and 65% of the survey wanted our legislative sessions to be
longer. Who's we and who's our?
The surveyed people.
Well, New Mexico, we only have like 1 month, 1 year, 2 months the next year.
Your and years only contain 1 and 2 months?
I think she didn't put all the information out there. She's talking about legislators. So okay. You're talking about how often they meet, right?
Right. They're in session.
Right.
So I'm sure that we have like the shortest session in our state.
Okay.
And we're the very last state with our all free. We work them like a slave and don't pay them anything. All volunteer legislature. So 45% of, like 54 wanted them to have a full-time salary, like around like $45,000 so that you could make a mortgage payment and raise a family. That's a medium salary.
Okay.
So these were the people that were surveyed. It was done by Common Cause. And I think it's time that I am in support of lengthening our sessions and paying them a full-time salary. So
now, as I understand it, they do get paid some sort of a stipend, don't they? Don't they get, like, a gas stipend or something like that?
Yeah, per diem, whatever that.
Per diem. Okay,
like,
so they're getting a certain daily amount simply for showing up and, you know, being there, being present. They get paid and a flat per diem rate, or maybe it's based on distance that they have to drive. I'm not sure. But
what's going to happen, Sarah, is if you pay them enough, then the lawyers who are very bad at chasing ambulances will then decide that this is the best job for them, and they'll go into the business of not arguing for and against laws. They'll go into the business of creating them, and this is the lawyer
which helps lawyers.
Yeah, this is the lawyer industrial complex that exists in Washington D.C. and in state capitals around America, and certainly around the world too.
Are you a big fan of lawyers, Sarah?
Well, you know, that's the way that it is now. The only people that could hold this free job, volunteer work, are lawyers, because they make enough money where they make enough so much money where they don't have to work for 2 months. But only the
Well, you make an argument there, although also lawyers that are worth it tend to be busy, right? Like the good attorneys tend to be loaded up with cases. So the last thing that they probably want to be doing is spending time in a state house if they're actually making money hand over fist. Charging $300, $400 an hour.
If this is the case, then why doesn't that happen in New Hampshire? Here in New Hampshire, get paid basically $100 a year, and they get a gas stipend, and other than that, they don't get anything, and it's not a bunch of lawyers, it's a bunch of old people who are retired.
There are some attorneys.
I'm sure there are, but
it's not the majority.
It's not even close to, it's probably not 10%. Practicing attorneys that are working for a living.
You don't really reflect, like, the people that want to give a full-time dedication. Like, people like you and Ian, for example, very talented. You don't want to do it. You don't want to go into be a legislator to represent real law, to represent the people, because you can't even pay mortgage payment or pay property tax. The only people that could do it is you're extremely wealthy or you're retired, and they're your
That much is true. And that is definitely an issue where you do see some older people that tend to be the majority of the state.
If I had enough money that I didn't have to work again, I don't think you'd find me in the state house. You wouldn't probably find me running for the state house. You might find me in it if somebody just handed it to me. Mark, we've decided you need to be a legislator. But, like, running for it, I have to ask myself, why in the world would I go through all this crap? Mm-hmm. For what? To be one vote out of 400 in the New Hampshire state house? I mean, essentially, I've gone from a situation where my vote is basically meaningless to a situation where my vote is basically meaningless, and that's not a change in lifestyle for me. Why would I go and sacrifice
Do a lot more voting and a lot more traveling.
Between 10 and 60 hours a week, depending on how much I wanted to dedicate, however many weeks that they're in session every year. For what? People to be angry and send me emails and, all these other things. The high level of upset that surrounds these sorts of situations.
We'd be better off just abolishing the state, and then nobody has to worry about this crap anymore. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Ian's solution.
Before we know it, we'd have government salaries for the robot bees to pollinate.
There you go.
Microtransactions, the IoT devices.
Politicians are already looking at how to tax your manufacturing robots. They can't tax the salaries of the manufacturing employees anymore because there are fewer and fewer of them as time goes by. Now we have to tax, capital goods tax on the robots.
All right. So, Brian, during the break, you had brought up one additional point about transhumanism that you wanted to discuss, and that was in relation to virtual reality or gaming. I mean, how does that tie in?
Yeah. So you see people like Elon Musk making these arguments that they think there's only a 1 in a billion chance than the world that we live in, this reality, isn't just a simulation.
We've talked about these stories on the air before.
Yeah, I find it very frustrating and unlikely, but that this is in fact a simulation, but it's impossible to argue against this being a simulation.
Yeah, it's just a weird form of techno-gnosticism where people are trying to place themselves at the center of the universe. And I always have this image of like, well, what's the closest example that people have in their day-to-day life? And I have this image of people playing Grand Theft Auto and just running around blowing buildings up and killing people.
Shooting hookers.
Because,
stealing cars.
Yeah, and like, I'm like...
No, this is real.
Isn't real. Who? Yeah, let's go get them.
Every time
you
see a cop, you cap them. Jump in a car and haul ass.
Yeah, and I saw... Elon Musk was on the Tonight Show one time, and he was just like, well, I just want to just start setting off nuclear bombs on Mars because I think I can terraform it. And it was like, what are you talking about? Like, this guy is the bad guy from a Superman movie. Wow. Like, we got to rein it in.
All
okay?
I need to raise is $1 trillion.
Yeah, exactly. But you live in a shared world with the rest of us. No nuclear weapons in outer space. Okay, tough guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely no doubt that whether or not it's a simulation, it's a very persistent
one. I think we could make an argument that Mars now belongs to Elon Musk. I mean, basically, he's already putting it all together. I mean, you're gonna see a flag there, and if Tesla doesn't go bankrupt in the next couple of months, all of Mars is gonna belong to Elon Musk.
So I mean, obviously there's no way to prove either way of whether or not it's a simulation, at least at this point. But even if it is or isn't, you know, it's still important to behave in a humane way towards other people.
Sure.
Are you suggesting that the people believing that it is a simulation could lead towards more psychopathic sort of behavior? Or justification for it?
Psychopathic is a strong word. I think it would certainly lead to devaluing things.
Mm-hmm. Devaluing life and the environment.
Yeah, everything's just kind of dreamlike and ephemeral. It's just a form of like techno-Gnosticism.
It seems like when people get wealthy, that they tend to devalue life anyway. They have less and less value for the little people, as it were. They're here to serve me. And if you got wealthy in... this is just me speculating. I wouldn't know what it's like to get wealthy in your early 20s, like some of these guys that you find out about in Silicon Valley. I don't know that much about it all. But if you had, then you'd probably, you know, not have enough life experience to actually be a good person if you have with a lot of money. It's hard to be a good person and have a lot of money.
It's a good point, because a lot of young people, especially males, are little S's. Yeah.
I wouldn't. As far as gender goes, it's difficult to pick which one's worse. The Bible is pretty clear that it's more difficult for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. And I suspect that statement. I don't think if there's a heaven, everybody's going, in my opinion. Mm. But nonetheless, I think what it's trying to say is that it's difficult to conduct yourself in a moral fashion as a person who has a lot of money, and that you'd have to be, on watch all the time. The stories of prima donnas and, singers and actresses and these sorts of things, and I'm not trying to bring that just down to women. I think that anybody can act like a spoiled brat. But the stories of these people are, they're rife.
And we are out of time for tonight. Brian, thanks for joining us here tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been Ian and Mark as well. Back tomorrow for more Free Talk Live. You can join us online. In the meantime, just head on over to freetalklive.com. Don't forget to jump into the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. We got over 500 or so registered members there. We're coming up tomorrow. See you then.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.